we are doing the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah, and the Rambam has been explaining to us the order of the tractates within each seder. Last week we saw the ordering of the Masechtot, the tractates in Seder Zra'im, and now the Rambam will continue with Seder Moed. We're up to page Mem Zayin in the Rambam Lam editions, in the Musada Rav Kook edition, at the bottom of the page. V'achar kach hilek Seder Moed leminav ha'pratiyim. And then Rebbe divided Seder Moed, the order of set days, set times, according to its Masechtot. Kmo she'asab Seder Zra'im, just as he organized Seder Zra'im. So what's the order of Moed? V'itchil Masecht Shabbat, we're at the bottom of the page. Mipnei Shu Kadmon. Now we're up to page Memchet, the top of the page. So Rebbe began with Maseches Shabbos, because Shabbos, we know, that's Kadmon b'ma'ala, that precedes everything in its status. Umipnei Shu b'chol Shivat Yamim, v'tirbet tkufato b'zman, because we frequently encounter Shabbos, far more frequently than any other holiday. And also when the Torah tells us the different set times, the different holidays, so the Torah begins with the mitzvah of Shabbos. So the first tractate in Seder Moed is Shabbos, because of its elevated stature, because of its frequency, and because the Torah begins with Shabbos. And then the following tractate after Shabbos is the tractate of Eruvin, Mipnei Shu Minyan Shabbat. We know Eruvin is all about how you set up an Eruv on Shabbos. So those are the laws of how we set up the public domain, and more accurately, how we set up the other domains so that we could carry on Shabbat in those domains. So that's all relevant to Shabbos. So the next tractate is Erevin. V'acharav Pesachim. And then Rebbe ordered the tractate of Pesachim. Shu tchilat ha-mitzvot antunot ha-idei Moshe. For we know the first mitzvah that Moshe gave the Jewish people was the mitzvah of Pesach, right? And the Jews were still in Egypt. So Pesach commemorates our exodus from Egypt. So the first mitzvah we got from Moshe was Pesach. And that's why the first tractate after Shabbos and Erevin, its adjunct, is the tractate of Pesachim. And also in the order of the holidays, the Torah orders Shabbos and then tells us about Pesach. And afterwards we have the tractate that discusses the donations of shkalim, how each person has to donate for the public sacrifices, kefi siduram, because that's the order in the Torah, shemitzvat shkalim b'parshat kitisa, v'chipurim b'parshat achimot, that after the laws of the holidays, we have the laws of the shkalim, of the donations for the public sacrifices, and only afterwards do we have the laws of Yom Kippur. And then Rebbe wanted to finish off the three main festivals. He already spoke about Pesachim. So what remains? To talk about the other two major holidays, the other two regalim, Sukkot and Shavuos. And about Shavuos, there are no special laws. We only have the carbon, the lechem aponim, but the carbon shtei lechem, I'm sorry. But really, there aren't any specific laws for Shavuos. So Shavuos has the general laws of every holiday. So that's why the next tractate is Masechet Beitzah. Vekdim Sukkah Beitzah. But Rebbe proceeded with the tractate of Sukkah. L'rov ha'mitzvot sheyesh ba'sukkot. Because in tractate Sukkah, we have all the many mitzvot of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Lola of Hadassim, Nisuch HaMayim, Arava. So, and sitting in a sukkah. So that's why tractate sukkah. And then following that, tractate beitza. And there isn't a subject, a holiday that's discussed in the verses other than Rosh Hashanah. So following the tractate of beitza, which tells us the laws of Yom Tiv, Rebbe gave us the tractate of Rosh Hashanah, which are the laws of Rosh Hashanah. And now that Rebbe finished discussing the set times, the holidays that are mentioned in the Torah, Chazal lidaber laimim niskrim b'sivra nevuah. So Rebbe went back to discussing the days that are mentioned in the prophets. Ve'em atzumot shetiknu hanevim. What days did our prophets institute for us? Those are the fast days. B'sidar achakach inyan taniyot. So that's why the next tractate is the laws of the fast days, the tractate of Tanit. And then following Tanit, we have the tractate of Megillah, the laws of Purim, because the last later prophets, the prophets between the first temple and the second temple, they're the ones that instituted Purim. So it's the latest, so to speak, institution of a set day by the prophets. And then following Megillah, we have the tractate that discusses the laws of Chol HaMoed called Moed Katan, because there's common ground between Moed Katan and Purim, so that's why Rebbe aligned them. What's the common ground? That both on Purim and on Chol HaMoed, we are prohibited from fasting and from eulogizing. And now that Rebbe concluded discussing the set times and the obligations of each time and the things that are adjuncts to these topics, so he sealed the topic of the order of Moed b'masechet Chagiga with the tractate of Chagiga, she'inyana b'chovat shalosh argalim. The tractate Chagiga discusses the sacrificial obligations of the three main festivals, the three regalim. And Rebbe left this tractate for last in Seder Moed, because the topic of the Korban Chagiga is more constrained. It doesn't apply to everyone. It's only obligatory upon the males. As the verse says, the obligation is that the males be seen by the temple and bring this sacrifice. So that's why Rebbe left this for last, because this isn't applicable to males and females. Turns out that we have 12 tractates within Seder Moed. So the Rambam taught us today that the ordering of Seder Moed goes according to the ordering of Maseches Shabbos and Erevin, which both have to do with the laws of Shabbos, because Shabbos is most elevated, it's most frequent, and it's first in the Torah. Afterwards, Psachim, because that's the first mitzvah really we got from Moshe, and it's directly following Shabbos in the order of the holidays. Afterwards, Shkolim, because that's the order in the Torah. Afterwards, we have Maseches Yuma, because that's also the order in the Torah. After Yuma, we end off the topics of the three Regalim with Maseches Beitzah, but first we do Sukkah, because Sukkah has a lot of details. After that, we only have the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, so that's Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Beitzah is a tractate that discusses the laws of the holidays. It's called Beitzah because the opening Mishnah discusses an egg that's laid on Yom Tov. Is it permissible to be eaten or not? So that's why the Masechet Beitzah is the laws of Yom Tov, and that's why it's called Masechet Beitzah.
Eruv Tashlim.
We also have the laws of Eruv Tashlim in a later chapter. So after that we have Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Once we finish discussing the holidays and the Torah, then we go over to the things mentioned in the prophets, the fast days and Masechet Tanit, and then Megillah, the laws of Purim. Afterwards, Moed Katan, that has this similarity between Moed Katan and Megillah, that both on Purim and on Chol Moed were prohibited from fasting and eulogizing. And we end off with Masechet Chagigah, that gives us the laws of the sacrifices of the Shalosh Regalim, and it's left for last because this tractate specifically is only pertainable to, it only pertains to men. Women aren't obligated to bring the sacrifice.